This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tonight, Kate Delaney hanging out with you. How you doing, America? Kicking things around and talking about what's the latest buzz in the land. Some of it, of course, has to do with health, and more health, meaning Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, and whether they're healthy enough to lead the nation. Of course, Clinton today had her doctors come out and they had a note from a doctor saying it was mild pneumonia that she had, nothing other than that. I have mild pneumonia. And for Donald Trump, he is appearing on the Dr. Oz show. So he there were some preliminary, I guess, releases of what to expect from the appearance, and apparently he's healthy enough, but not releasing his health records like Hillary Clinton is. So we're back on the health trail on the campaign in 2016. And I said this the other day, is it fair or foul to want to know as much as possible about the next leader of the free world? Meaning, should we know what the tax situation is with them? You know, Donald Trump won't release his taxes. Should we expect that's something that we should be privy to, because this is somebody who wants to be president, and tough tiddlywinks if they don't want to release it? And same thing with the health, same thing with anything that could possibly affect the way that you vote. I mean, isn't it, we live in the world of how much information do we know about each other? How much is out there and available? And the answer is a ton of information. So wouldn't it be fair to think that, we have a right to know what's going on with the person who wants to become president, whether it's Clinton or Donald Trump or whoever it is into the future? And I say we definitely should know A, B, C, D, E. And when you're a public person, you know that. And especially now more than ever, where before you could be a little anonymous in your private life, and if there were affairs or there were things that people turned their head to, a blind eye to, something that had happened in the past that was a little nefarious, because you never would kiss and tell, or you would never take and tell. It's a whole different ball game now at this point, because if they catch you, and they can, it's out there for the world to see. So I think open book is good. I think if you want to be in politics, is open book is the way to go. Then any attacks, anything that happens, which is normal because you're going to have to deflect it, I think that's what you do. When you run for office, you have to know everything is going to be turned over, period. That's how it is. And the rules aren't going to be different for anybody else. Don't you think? Doesn't that make sense? 855-323-4622, 855-323-4622. That's why David Axelrod, who brilliantly, whether you like Obama or not, brilliantly, he was a big reason why Obama got elected, because he knew how to campaign, he knew how to run the campaigns, and he jumped all over anything that the Republicans were offering, because he knew how to mobilize younger people. He knew how to use social media. They jumped on whatever they had to jump on. Leaks have been a big part of what we've talked about on the campaign trail. Of course, part of that is because of Hillary Clinton and the emails. And remember the whole State Department data dump, WikiLeaks and Julian Assange, and how huge that was and how infuriated anybody connected to state was at the time. Ed Snowden, there's now a movie coming out about Snowden that happens in the next day or two. In fact, over the weekend, it will come out. And Ed Snowden had something to say about whistleblowing. He actually defends whistleblowing. Makes sense? Check it out.
Today, whistleblowing is democracy's safeguard of last resort, the one upon which we all rely when all of the checks and balances have failed, and the public has no idea what's going on behind closed doors.
Yes, so there you go. I think there is some truth to that. I mean, you could argue, and remember when the Snowden story broke, was he a traitor or a hero? And there's going to be more conversation about that because of the fact that we've got this movie that's out. And there are going to be, I think, a lot of people that are going to be interested in seeing the Snowden movie. And, of course, what the government says, Democratic or Republican, it's going to be the same way. But Obama's people, like Eric Holder, when he's asked about it initially when he was the attorney general, is come on back and expect a trial. Because it was back in 2013 that the NSA contractor leaked a large number of classified documents to the media, which exposed the government's covert surveillance activities. So it brings up the question, traitor or hero? A lot of people think he's a traitor. A lot of people think he's a hero. He's definitely a whistleblower. There's no question about that. And I think that this movie will just bubble that more of that up to the surface. But this is Oliver Stone, his movie, and Oliver Stone himself is always controversial. But I think this movie is catching some buzz, and the guy who plays Ed Snowden is Joseph Gordon Levitt, who is, I think, just brilliant. He's such a good actor. So I'll be curious if that ignites the conversation to just bring him home and let him go through a trial. I don't see it. I don't see that he's ever coming back unless it's way, way, way into the future, because he's not going to come back and go through that whole trial process. I find that hard to believe. I don't think so. Coming up in our next segment, we'll talk about what else is making the rounds in odds and ends. And, you know, it includes, I mean, actually, we can jump to this quickly here. Uber has a new service, and it'll blow your mind what Uber's going to do. If you've never ordered an Uber, you don't know what you're missing. If you're at a bar and you've had one too many, if you need a quick ride from an airport somewhere, if you're stuck because your car breaks down even, Uber. A lot of people calling the Uber drivers. But will you have a driver? That's the question. Find out next.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Tonight, our next segment, we're going to speak with Danielle Giordano. She is cycling. She's hit a cycling world record. She used to weigh 400 pounds, which she dropped, and she's on a mission to talk about childhood obesity, what the epidemic is with the prepackaged food and all the stuff that people are eating and how bad it is for you. And she's doing Route 66. She kicks it off in Chicago with the police and first responders are going to be there to help her out in Chicago. And she goes all the way through the Midwest and down through Albuquerque and ends up in Santa Monica. I've done that Route 66 deal, not from there, but it's pretty cool. And the conversation with her is really eye-opening. And I think it's... what a great quest she's on, and she's going to do 85 miles a day, or she hopes to do 85 miles a day. So we want to check in with her along the way to see what that's like. She's going to go to schools and talk to kids and talk to all kinds of people about, like I said, this brutal epidemic. It's a good reminder to all of you about what I've been doing, and part of that includes One World Way, which is amazing. I was thinking that today. I had to run out the door, of course. And, you know, you're not getting, I'm not always getting a lot of sleep. And what am I eating? It used to be, okay, what's the least amount of calories that I can eat that's not quite as bad for me if I go through a drive-thru because I have no choice? But I do have a choice. So with One World Way, it's been awesome. And, Stephen Huer gave me, I said, you know, after he called me, I want people to be able to just have some, to try it, to see what it does and see if they get that energy boost that I swear I get. It's like rocket fuel, but healthy for me. And I'm giving them away when you call in if you want some. I give it away when we do our nail the score thing, and I just shipped out a bunch, so anybody who gave me their name and their address and stuff, expect that in the next couple of days. You'll get your packets, and just, it's easy. Just do what the directions say. Boom, bada bing. Then, like me, you don't have to run out and get that breakfast burrito. Although sometimes it probably sounds good. And that's what I would do. I'd look at, this is exactly what I'd do. I'll just tell you. I would have too much going on, and when I would run out the door, there's no time to make an egg. I'm a good cook. There's no time to make an egg. There's no time to do any of that. Boom, I'm running out the door, trying to get Mahalo, the dog, not to follow me out, because then that's another 10 minutes of messing around with him. And it would be like, wow, I got to eat something. I can't go 8, 6, whatever many hours. And boom, I'm through the, I would pick the drive-thru with what I thought was the least calories, and it would be a breakfast burrito, because usually I could find one that was like 250 or something, and not good. And I also found, kind of like Chinese food, it's good when you eat it, but then you're still hungry afterwards. Yeah, kind of had that effect on me. So look for your One World Way. And for anyone listening, call on or during Nail the Score, which is on Tuesday into Wednesday show, in that second hour, last segment. Grim, what's happening in your world?
Not much there, Kate. Kind of the weirdest thing today. I got this phone call on one of these surveys, but it was kind of unusual. Kind of went like this, you know. Hello, sir. I'm from the FDA, and I'm wondering if you'd take a one-question survey real quick. Like, I said, sure. He says, who do you favor this year for president, Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump? And I said, well, Hillary Clinton. Oh, okay, sir, so you know exactly what fruit goes into the basket. I said, well, hey, what if I would have said Republican? He said, oh, well, sir, then you would be the fruit in the basket, and we'd have to come by and inspect you.
Wow.
I thought it was, you know, it kind of sounded like, you know, that guy that does the Indian voice from the Jerky Boys, you know.
Yeah. It must be a joke. Yeah, exactly. That's hilarious.
Oh, I tell you, it's getting nuts out here, Kate. It's getting nuts.
It is getting nuts, isn't it? It is.
Yeah.
I said that before. What is media? This, people don't trust the media, but what's your definition of the media? You know, that's part of it.
We're finding everybody's true colors.
Yes.
We really are. We're finding out all the politicians, where they've been for the last 30 years. We're finding the media, where they've really been. You're just finding the truth out.
Yeah.
In a way, it's really a blessing.
Yes.
There's a lot of people that knew, you know. And they were called the idiots of the day. I can go back, you know. I mean, I don't mind admit when I'm wrong, you know. I'll do that. I mean, I can remember, too, when I'd sit there and fuss and cuss and raise, and somebody come up and said, well, you can't blame them. And I said, well, yes, I can. And then he said, no, you voted for them. And I said, oh, yeah, well, because, you know, I mean, it's like the old saying, you know, if you seek hard enough, you know, you can be good at what you do.
Yeah.
And you can get there. So, you know, it's really, you know, our fault for allowing it. And that's the truth behind that, is for allowing
it. It is. It's our fault for doing that. You're right.
And, but, you know, I mean, we used to get on them about, you know, sexual ordeals and sleep with this, and then we started letting that slide. No, it's just down to pure criminal acts. We just let them slide. But I think that, you know, you can't get any further. I don't think you can do anything worse, you know.
So now we're climbing upward, you say.
Well, I'm saying we've come to a head, you know.
Yeah.
And everybody's wanting to go back to, you know, moral values and standards. I understand Kaepernick had his right, but at the same token, it was a wrong venue.
Yeah, it's been a very strange backlash, and I think the one thing is, couldn't they have put the brakes on 9/11? I mean, doing anything on 9/11, pun on that.
Yeah.
For any of us that certainly were in and around New York or the Pentagon, but everyone in the nation was just paralyzed by that. So let's just, can we call a truce on that day? And there wasn't a truce. So I thought that was bad. I would have done that. I thought the classy thing to do would be, okay, I get it. Let's just call a truce on that day and then whatever after that. But no, I mean, that pretty much showed you. Yeah.
Well, I'm writing something up. I hope I can put together, and, you know, I'm halfway through it, you know, and do over the phone, but an awful lot. But, you know, you got to educate people. That's the problem. It's just like there's a lot of Democrats that are converting all for the simple reason they turn over and listen to Hannity or they listen to Levin, never have, knew about them, but they listen. And they say, oh, man, was I an idiot.
Right, and I think the independents, Grim, are up for grab. I think that could go in either direction. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hey, Dan, you have the last word for this segment. I hear you might have a joke for us.
Yes, I do. This woman was sitting on the examining table. She was rather heavy set, and she had her arm out, and she told the doctor, she says, could you kiss it and make it better? And the doctor looked at her and said, no. And she said, why not? She says, it's not covered by your insurance.
Ba-dum-bump. I like it, Dan. That's good. Not covered by your insurance. All right, so how about this? I said I was going to tell you what Uber is doing. This is groundbreaking. They're going to have driverless car service. And this, seriously, this is what's going to happen. They're jumping ahead of Detroit and all the Silicon Valley dudes with their technology. They're going to have a fleet of cars with lasers, cameras, and sensors. No one's hands on the wheel, and they've already been deployed on the roads of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. So they've been steering themselves to pick up regular Uber passengers, and that are used to being fetched by cars driven by humans. Four of the Ford Fusion hybrids have have been deployed to select customers, with the company showing at least a dozen or more ready to put on the streets. How about that? Uber beats everyone to the punch. Driverless service. Ooh, so crazy. Hang with us. Thick to go higher. They sound like angels. Voices out the black church. Track dirt inside. Didn't notice to the last verse. Amazing grace. Lay your hands on my face so I can finally feel like I've abandoned my ways. Trying to own land for I land in my grave. How come I'm 3 steps ahead of you?
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-5795. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-5795.
1-800-959-5795. And coming up in our final segment, even for the people who called in already, nailed the score. Woohoo! Yes, the NFL is back. And Roger Goodell says it's about patriotism. But the bottom line is about football. And you don't even have to like football. Because you know what? It's fun. It's a game. We play it. We got to play some games. We got to have some fun once in a while, right? So it's one segment. Normally it'd be Tuesday into Wednesday. This time it's Wednesday into Thursday. And the computer randomly picks the game of the week in the NFL. You call in, you tell me who you think is going to win and what the final score is going to be. No score is wrong. No team is wrong. Just pick whatever you want, because that's how football rolls. I mean, it's crazy, the scores that we've seen. So don't think, oh, I can't do this, because you may win. We've had some big winners in the past, and you may win. And check this out. Just for calling in and being part of this, and Dan, so you know, you're One World Way is on the way, but Stephen Hewer from One World Way gave me, because he knows I'm crazy about this stuff. You all know the story. He called me up, and he could hear me saying, oh, I was getting sick a bunch, and I'm eating better, and I'm getting in good shape, and I feel really good in some ways, but I was exhausted. I'm still exhausted because I'm spinning plates all over the place. And he said, just try my stuff. Just try this, because this has been my life, because I've had so many problems. And I dug into this, and I created, you know, went to other people and looked into creating all kinds of products that would help people, or linking to products that would help people with what he had, like Crohn's disease. He had so many problems. And anyway, I started doing One World Way, and it's incredible. I'm serious. It's been amazing. If I have a lot of friends who are speakers, and I've given them One World Way because they'll come and they've stayed with me when they pass through my hometown on their way to some other place where they're speaking, and they're wiped, man. They're exhausted. So anyway, I've got packets, and I will send you some packets of One World Way, because he shipped me a whole bunch of them. And if you're curious about any of this stuff, you can always go to americatonight.net. There's a link, and it'll take you to all of that. So we're talking about a lot of different topics here, which is so unusual, right, for America Tonight. If you want to throw in your two cents, you know you're always welcome here, right? Right of right, left of left, somewhere in between, not caring, desperate for another party, or wanting to talk about something else like odds and ends. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Tomas is the last 747 that was lined up, and we appreciate him hanging with us. Hey, Tomas, how are you?
Wow, did you just say 747?
I did.
Because, you know, I was just going to talk about Tom Hanks. I think that Tom Hanks should be the new pilot for Air Force One, since apparently they don't want to allow the President of the United States to land anywhere anymore, you know, from what happened in China. Did you hear about that?
No. What do you say? What happened in China?
Yeah, no, they didn't. You know how they bring the stairs out to the plane? So the guys,
yeah. I'm sorry. Yes.
He had to come out like where the mechanics come out from. I mean, that's a big diss. I mean,
yeah, that is a diss. You're right.
And, you know, so if Tom Hanks was you know, flying that plane, he would be able to just, you know, drive right on up to the capital of Beijing, wherever, you know, in that movie. You know?
Yeah, even Donald Trump said he would have left the G20 summit, because he's at the summit. He said he would have bolted over that Air Force One snub, and it was a snub.
Exactly.
You're right.
Exactly, yeah. And he's the only one. I mean, you know, people already, it's over. I mean, people go, this is what we need. Somebody who stands up and says it like it is. You treat me like that, I'm out of there. You'll be G19. And you know what?
Yeah.
G19 without the USA, it's like the Tour of France. Anybody watch the Tour of France since the Americans stopped winning? Nope. Right?
No.
Even though, you know, he was taking drugs. But guess what? When our guys stopped winning, nobody watches it anymore, right? That's the way it is.
Yeah,
we are the stick that stirs the drink on this earth, and we do it better than it's ever been done before in history, and that's why when that flag goes up, you know, you respect it, because that flag is a symbol of what we're doing right now: free speech. You try and have this conversation in Venezuela right now, okay?
You'd be shocked.
Not going to happen. Try to have it in Cuba right now. Oh, guess what? Where the G20 is happening, try to have this conversation in China right now. I don't even know if it's streaming over there right now, okay?
Right.
So Trump needs to stop criticizing Obama and start backing him up, because the whole world now is jumping on him, see? And so now, if Trump says, you know what, this is a bad thing that they did to our president. You know, this is no way to treat President Obama. And, you know, if they treat me like this, this is going to be different. You know, anytime somebody says something about the president, Trump should jump in there. When the president of the Philippines cursed our president, you know, I mean, you might not like Obama, but he can play on that. Trump can play on that. And, you know, he could have gone to a black church and said, you know, I may not agree with President Obama, but you do not call our president names. You talk about the black people getting up and saying, right on, brother, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That will get him up, okay?
Yeah.
So that's what he needs to do. And he's going to win even by more if he does that. Because I'm not even watching. I don't know if I'll watch the debate. I think it's over. I think I saw that little debate they had tonight. It wasn't really a debate. It was, you know, just a question and answer of one person, and that person left and the other came in. Hillary was talking about all the things she did.
Right.
She said, yeah, I did this, I did this, I did this. And then Trump came in and says, America, America's going to do this. America, we're going to make America. You see, it was a totally different point of view. He was looking forward. She was just trying to remind people of the past and trying to rearrange the chairs on her Titanic.
Yeah.
And, she could not sell, you know, rice to a Chinaman. She's just not going to do it. But anyway, that's all of
I agree. And, no, that was good stuff. I agree with a lot of what you're saying. And starting off with the whole China thing, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, hey, you know that Mel Gibson movie's coming out, all right? And I tell you what, every time a trailer comes out for that, it's going to be like an ad for Donald Trump.
Yeah.
it's coming out in November. And you know about that movie, too, because you had a little relationship with the Seventh-day Adventist Church, just as I have.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's going to be interesting.
It's about the Seventh-day Adventist.
Yeah. That's coming out. And then there's, we already talked about the Sully thing, and then there's Snowden's coming out, too. I know. It's like a trifecta. It's craziness. I love it. I love that you love the movies, too.
You take care of yourself, Kate.
All right, you too, Tomas. Thank you. Appreciate it. It is. It's, you know, it's weird with movies, and I say this is why I do the cheap movie review. It's an escape to go to the movies, but sometimes the choices, right? What are the choices that we have? Now you got some pretty good ones. I think the Sully thing, and I'm trying to get him on the show. I've actually had a conversation with him. He was at an event where I was, and he is incredibly nice. I mean, he just is. He's people come up to him. He's so recognizable and just a really, really good guy. And he's somebody that we'll probably have on the show coming up here. But right now, he's just, of course, creamed with publicity and trying to help out and with the movie, although he's not in the movie per se, playing him as Tom Hanks. And I think it's going to score well. I think it's a feel-good movie. I think people like that whole idea of, wow, he landed this plane in the Hudson. And what's interesting is one of the things about him is that's interesting about Sully is the fact that he flew gliders. And he attributed a lot of what he could do and knowing that he was going to try to land this plane to being able to fly, you know, gliders. And how cool is that? All right, let's go to Ray in Missouri. Hey, Ray, how are you?
I'm good. That was quick.
Boom, we got you on. Everybody was lined up, and you're next.
Hey, I've got a couple. I want to do the guess the score afterwards, but
okay, so we'll hold you over. Yeah.
The Colin Kaepernick issue.
Yeah.
Go back to the Olympics. And has anybody brought up the Usain Bolt interview?
No, not well, when it happened, yes, but not recently, no.
Yeah. The Mexican television station interviewing him. The national anthem comes up, and he told her, no, no, wait. He turns around.
And he does it.
And waits, and when it's over, he turns back around and says, okay. You know, it's a respect thing. And to turn it into something political for a man that was half black and half white and adopted by a rich white family to say blacks are oppressed is pretty sad.
There are other things he could have done, and I think that he's saying he's going to do that, and that's the next step in this whole deal, yeah.
I was at the ballpark this summer, Percy, New Jersey, for my wife's 10th anniversary, and we were in the middle of this, and inside the shop store, every salesman stopped, They turn around, they look at the flag, you can't do any business, so it's over.
Wow. Wow, that tells you something. Absolutely. Stay through, because coming up next, Ray and everybody else, we have Nail the Score next on ATN.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Once again, so many of you, a lot of you are reaching out by the miracle of Alexander Graham Bell's phone. Well, I guess it's not his phone anymore. I guess it's Steve Jobs' iPhone or whatever you're sporting around. I don't know. But I know that a lot of you are mobile. That's how you're hitting us up. So, again, here are the numbers. Remember, I don't care. Right of right, left of left, somewhere in between. Have an opinion. This show is for you. This is why I do this show. So never forget that. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. We don't all have to agree, but we have to try to get along. On that note, plenty of email to go to. That's not a shocker. Each and every day I get an avalanche of mail. Let's go and check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
First one up is from Jake in Austin. Kate, I haven't sent you any notes in a long time. I've been thinking about you. I've been downloading the shows when I kind of had a cockamamie work schedule. And I have to tell you, this whole thing with Hillary Clinton is so crazy and bizarre. And in my workplace, people are definitely talking about it. Some people were saying maybe she has Parkinson's, maybe she has migraines, maybe she's just exhausted, but it's crazy. But it makes sense that we should want to know about Hillary Clinton's health and, for goodness sake, Donald Trump's health as well, because they're not super young. How is it that we don't get any young presidents? My goodness, the job ages you. There aren't any leaders out there, brilliant thought leaders, people who are politically skilled that could run for president. Ugh. Well, you answered your own silly question. Nobody wants to run. I mean, yes, there's people that are career politicians that want to run. That was the whole thing with Trump, that he wasn't a politician, but we're all sick of it, and he's going to run. And voila, look what happened. Well, if you look at Clinton, if you look at George W. Bush, if you look at Obama, they were much younger entering office. But then that, is that ageism? Gosh, I know some people... I know some people in their 70s that would kick my butt. I'm serious. If we had some kind of a walk race, there's people I know that are brilliant that are older. So I don't know that I definitely don't go along with that, but I do go along with how healthy are they and how exhausting is the schedule, because it is a ridiculous, crazy schedule. And of course, how does your mind give the best that it can give any of our minds? How do we process information? How do we put on our ability to compromise, listen, talk, all those kinds of things? It's interesting because it's something I've delved into and speak about. And it's the most brilliant of us. It's very tough with distractions and everything else, but let alone not getting enough sleep and whatnot. And that's when you're campaigning, obviously, some of this is what's happening. They're just all over the map campaigning. As for Hillary Clinton, it was a pneumonia thing, and that's not good. You could see in the camera she was shaky, but it was pneumonia. So she did need to rest, and she was not doing that, period. Now, there's a huge thing with Trump. He's going on Dr. Oz's show, and they're pumping it out all over the place. And, you know, the question is he healthy? And what they're saying is Trump's managers are saying, are you calling him a liar? Because he's not going to reveal his medical records on the Dr. Oz show. And, so there are people all of us interested in, I guess, the health situation, right? All right, let's move around to another one. This one is from Billy, listening to us in New Jersey. Kate, I know you're a big fan of comedy. You've had comedians on. I like that Loftus dude that you have on sometimes. His show, the Kevin James show that he's writing for, is coming out. I made a note of that when I heard him on your show. I thought that was pretty cool. I like what he had to say about Kevin James. Did you see that Amy Poehler won an Emmy? I'm sure you're familiar with who she is. She played Hillary Clinton, or made fun of Hillary Clinton, on Saturday Night Live, and has done a bunch of movies with her pal Tina Fey. I did see that. It's funny you say that. I guess it made some big headlines, so we've all, you know how it pops up when you open up your computers and whatnot. She did her own TV show that was pretty funny, too, Parks and Rec. And I didn't, you know, I didn't see a lot of it, but what I saw I thought was pretty funny. And, yeah, she's got that great comedic timing thing. She's one of the Second City people. The Second City is that comedy club in Chicago that just pumps out some brilliantly talented comedians. And so she falls into that category. If you think of like Dan Aykroyd, he would have come out of there. Belushi's, both Belushi's, John Belushi and Jim Belushi. A lot of the current people on Saturday Night Live come out of that comedy club, because it's a heavy, heavy improv, which is what you do on that television show. And then some of them have really gone on to bigger things. So, yeah, she wins an Emmy. All right, moving on to another one. This one is from Joseph. Hi, Kate. I've heard you talk about this before, and it is really disconcerting. I don't understand why it takes $1 billion to be president. What in the world, for goodness sake, is going on? If someone can raise $1 billion, think of what we could do with $1 billion. If you had two presidential candidates that raised $1 billion and agreed not to buy any advertising and instead pump that money back into the economy or to whatever cause they want to pump it back into, wouldn't that be something? Yeah, wouldn't that be something? But they're not going to agree to do that because it's about reaching the people. And how do you reach the people? Through advertising. And how do you get advertising? You got to pay for it. So when you've got the demand and you have the demand married with the money, that's what you're going to get. I mean, you know, absolutely. There's no, you know, doubt about that. All right, here's one from, oh, this is pretty interesting. This one is from William. I just got this a few minutes ago while I'm opening, because I'm doing this, you know, reading these emails as I'm here with all of you. So this one is from William. He says, Kate, you covered the NFL. You do that cool nail the score thing. I'm going to call in one of these days. I laugh. I love hearing people with their guesses. I like the whole idea of your crystal ball. Did you happen to see, and I know you have talked about this and had people on your show before, I caught a really good doctor one time who was talking about the concussion research in the NFL. Did you see that the NFL is going to give money to concussion research? I did. You know, it's interesting because at first the NFL shunned the whole idea. We all know that when Mike Webster and some other brains were examined and it turned out that they had the CTE, which is horrible. And their families had no idea, and it was awful, and it was, they, you know, just watched them disintegrate. Well, NFL Commissioner Goodell, and this is, I'm sure, what you're referring to, announced that the league is going to commit $100 million to concussion prevention research, which is, yes, absolutely. Anything that you can do to help the players with the helmets, with whatever. But we know our brains are just so fragile. And listen, as somebody who covers the NFL and somebody who flew with the Dallas Cowboys, and I would be there on the sidelines at the tail end of the games, and that really was an eye-opener to me back then because I saw how, not that I didn't know this, but it's a little bit different when you get on TV and replays were from the stands or from the press box. When you're actually on the field and you see the speed of this game and how they're hitting each other, well, then you really realize, oh my gosh, you know, when you see like Troy Aikman get his bell rung how many times. Poor Tony Dorsett, who was an amazing running back who now has this problem, and a myriad of others. We watched Cam Newton 2 weeks ago, we saw what happened with him when he got knocked around, how awful that was. So the bottom line is, yes, absolutely. I guess $60 million is going to be used to, they say, create better, safer helmets for players, and then $40 million is going to go toward research. But Goodell said, you know, it's about protecting the players. We've seen some positive things, but they're not completely there yet. And they're definitely not. And what can you do 100%? I don't know. But anything that helps along the way, sure, safer. Just like any sport or anything in our lives, if there's some tweaks that you can do immediately, something that somebody can design that can help these guys, I think it would be phenomenal because there's sad stories out there. And yes, they know the dangers. You know the dangers when you play football, but initially, especially, there was a lot of doctors turning a blind eye or not knowing what it was or, you know, whatever it is. And so there was plenty of, sadly, misinformation out there, guys not getting the right information, and now you see these families trying to deal with the sort of a shell of what was this massive warrior at one point in their life. All right, keep those emails coming, americatonight.net or Delaney Media Group at live.com. You can always jam on the digits, 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. Thanks.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled akashicuniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.